Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Okay, you guys did much better than the 9 o'clock. Okay, that must be it. You may be seated. When I was a little girl, I used to wait with great excitement each year for the television broadcast of my favorite show, The Wizard of Oz. This timeless tale appeals to both adults and children alike with fanciful sets and music and wonderful characters that captivate our hearts. The plot is deceptively simple and filled with nuanced meaning. And when my children watched it years later, I saw new things with adult eyes. The tale of a little girl's journey to get back home was filled with life lessons about what we value, about good and evil, and the path to self-discovery. Ironically, the characters who journeyed to Oz searched for the very attribute that they actually possessed. No one was more ingenious than the Scarecrow. No one was more compassionate than the Tin Man. No one was more brave than the Cowardly Lion. But they had to discover it for themselves. Once they claimed their truth, we witnessed their transformation. Ultimately, all they needed was to love one another. In our Christian narrative, we wait each year with great anticipation to hear the story of the resurrection. We spend 40 long days in Lent, and we are ready for some good news. The church is filled with light and flowers and beautiful music, and we all say, Alleluia, Christ is risen, and the celebration begins. But let's not rush to the party just yet, because we might miss some of the nuanced clues yet to be revealed in this story. John's gospel begins this narrative with the words, while it was still dark. The author uses imagery of darkness to indicate a lack of understanding of what's happening in the narrative. As the story unfolds, the characters begin to comprehend what an empty tomb means, and the scene moves from darkness to light. Bereft and hopeless, Mary Magdalene finds a barren grave, and she assumes that they have stolen Jesus' body. When the disciples saw the grave clothes where Jesus' body had been laid, they went home without any answers. It was not until Jesus called Mary by name that she recognized the love in his voice. Only then could she proclaim, "I have seen the Lord." Each of Jesus' followers would experience a personal encounter with the risen Christ before they could grasp what it all meant. Ironically, the very one they sought was right in front of them, but they had to discover it for themselves. Now, we come to this Easter morning from many different paths and perspectives. Like Mary, many of us are probably searching for Jesus in our own time. Our journey with Christ unfolds gradually, and it mirrors the pattern of this ancient narrative. Life, death, resurrection, hope. It's a simple plot, really, but it has nuanced meaning. And we must discover for ourselves what are the implications of an empty tomb. In our skeptical world, a barren grave proves nothing. It means nothing. It promises nothing. We can walk away from this place untouched, unmoved by that empty tomb, still looking for life among the dead places in our hearts. But Jesus calls each of us by name to move away the stone from our own graves and to give us new life. I wonder how often the risen Christ has been right in front of our very eyes and we didn't recognize him. The other day, I was on the subway and I looked around the train filled with people plugged in, tuned out, completely disconnected from one another. It's easy to feel alone, even in a crowd of people. In these times, fear and suspicion are mounting, and it fractures our relationships, divides our community, adds to our sense of isolation. This is not the way the world is supposed to be. Jesus has shown us the way. Love of God and love of one another is all we need. But it means tearing down those walls of protection that we have built up, losing to find, emptying to be filled, dying to be reborn. Jesus has shown us the way. In the light of resurrection, hurts can be healed, wrongs can be forgiven, and brokenness can lead to new life. If we are to see our own stories anew, we must look for resurrection amidst ruin. We must find love in the midst of death and hatred. If the shape of our lives claims that we have seen the Lord, we bring hope to those who are trying to find their way back home. Who knows? We might even be that Christ right before someone else's very eyes. On this Easter day, recall our spiritual journey and the pattern it holds: life, death, resurrection, hope. Our journey as Christians is to search for the signs for Christ's presence and trust that the story will be revealed to us as we are ready to receive it. I pray that each of us will discover for ourselves that we have within us the very thing we seek, the eternal Christ, creating us anew, enabling and empowering us to live resurrection lives. When we claim that truth, that is our Easter. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.